say? That sound good?
The gates are open wide.
Going to worship and pray. We're going to ask God to speak to us and have ears to hear and pray at the end of today, at the end of this week, that we look more like him. We'll keep taking steps towards him, whether we have met him or not. May today just draw us closer. So my name is Julianne. I work here. Outreach and Missions Director is the best job ever. It's just pretty incredible that it's a job. And I've been working here at Westgate the last 12 years, and it is just a joy to come back Sunday after Sunday as the body of Christ in action. On your way in, I hope you had a chance to either pick up your sermon notes, as well as we have tables with stuff going on. You'll see we're in our Summer in the Psalms series. And this, if you didn't grab it, is also available on the Westgate Chapel app. We have our sermon notes and different pieces of information to stay connected. And speaking of connection, we also have our Connect card, which our online friends, you can fill that out online. But also, if you're in the room and just want to use the app to fill this out, that is a great opportunity. And so the way Westgate uses our Connect card is for you to take that next step, like we were talking about. So we have opportunities to share prayer requests, contact information, and then if you would like more information about something going on in the church or just have something to share, this is a way for us to do that, again, on paper in the pew in front of you or online. And then later in the service, we will collect our offering. And so when we pass the buckets from the center out, you could put your Connect card in there. Or we have a guest services team out in the main lobby that is ready to connect you. We have a small gift for people and are ready to just answer questions and point you in the direction you're looking for, whatever that might be. So we believe in, connecting in lots of different ways through highs and lows. And so we are going to watch a video about something coming up this fall.
Good morning and welcome to Westgate Chapel. We are so glad you chose to worship with us today. My name is Adrienne and I'm on the worship team here at Westgate. Thanks for joining us. This morning we've got a quick reminder about one of our popular Ministries. Are you grieving the death of a loved one? We invite you to find hope at Grief Share. Grief Share is a caring group of people who will walk alongside you through one of life's most difficult experiences. You don't have to walk alone. Grief Share meets on Tuesdays beginning August 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and runs through November 5th. You are welcome to join at any point, and we are here to support you whenever you feel ready. Learn more at westgatechapel.org/events. For any questions, contact Pastor Randy Fall at his email randyf@westgatechapel.org. Once again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're so glad you are here.
Awesome. Thanks, Adrienne. So as you heard, we have a ministry called Grief Share that will be starting up again in August, and that is that we, Westgate, want to be the church. You'll hear me say that many times today as we look at Partnership Sunday and just the privilege it is to be the people of God. And with Grief Share, there are highs and lows, and we want to come around one another well in the highs and the lows. And so if you are in a season of grieving, this is a place for you. And also if there's someone in your circle, whether it be a neighbor, a family member, a friend, somebody that you think would benefit, this is a great opportunity to pass along an invite for a community to be cared for well, as well as connected to God. And so with that, we're going to talk about connecting. I would love for you to take a moment to greet someone around you, whether you've met them before or you've never met them. Now is an opportunity to connect with the person nearby. So stand up and say hello. Thanks, Adam.
Serve a mighty God, amen. He's the overcomer of all things, including division, right? Yes. With just one word, you calm the storm that surrounds me. With just one word, the darkness has to retreat. Just one touch, I feel the presence of heaven. With just one touch, my eyes were open to see. My heart can't help but believe. Sing it. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. Just one word, and He revived every dream. With just one touch, I feel the power of heaven.
Yes, we do, we declare.
With just one touch, my eyes were open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing. Makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. No, there's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall He can't break through.
leave that church. Not a single thing.
I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise.
Come on.
Let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe.
Yes.
For greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise. Let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus.
Raise it up.
There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise. Let all agree. There's no power like His power. There's nothing that our God can't do.
No!
There's not a mountain that He can't move. We'll praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that
Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon.
With the love of Jesus, and we do that locally and globally. And you guys know we have our annual missions conference each October, the first week of October, but then in the summer we have our Partnership Sunday. And a little bit about partnership at Westgate is that we have people partners, we have local organizations, and we have missional teams. And every month your tithes and offerings will then be forwarded on to our people. We want to send our people. You will hear us often talking about how we want to fan the flame of the people who have said yes to ministry in parachurch organizations. And so we have our people partners, members at Westgate that work with different organizations such as Crew and FCA. You're going to hear from them today, Young Life. And then also we have our local organizations. The church in Toledo is incredible. The Big C Church, that one we start learning about in the beginning of the Bible, and then Jesus comes and he sends his people out to proclaim and share the good news and to be the carriers of the message of Christ. The church here is incredible, and so we partner with local organizations that are here to show and share God's love, to show and share the gospel in this community. And so Westgate wants to say yes to those organizations and strategically partner as well, so you will hear more about that today as well. And then we have another space in our budget that is just saying yes to where you guys are circling up where God is at work in maybe the community connection. So we have things like Door Elementary and Gratitude Performing Arts and International Friends and the Community of Hope Free Health Clinic, where you'll hear more about those as well. But as you guys give, those are supported. And we want this day to be a time of worship, of celebration, of storytelling, and reflection. And so I'm going to pray for us before we collect our offering this morning, that today will be just that, a day of worship. God, thank you for this church. Thank you for this generous church. Thank you for this room now that is gathered here to be the storytellers, to continue the good news, to share the good news with our neighbors and the nations. We want to be faithful to that Acts 1:8 model of showing and sharing the good news of Jesus with the people in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our close circles, in our community, and around the world. And so may this church be faithful. I thank you again for the gifts they give and that we get to support and send other workers both into this community here and then around the world, God. And as we just give this morning time to you, may it be full of attentive ears to you. May your voice be loud, Holy Spirit. God, may we May we hear your voice as you nudge us or prompt us or connect a dot or put somebody on our heart or invite us to give in a more meaningful way. God, you know what you're up to, but may we have ears to hear. So yeah, we thank you for this church. We thank you for space to just take breaths with you, walk with you, and worship you this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we have our offering buckets here in the center. If you guys would take those and pass those out. It's Partnership Sunday, really focusing on our local partners. As we said, there's different ways that partnership looks, and there's many teams that serve in this church. Many of you are serving on these teams. And so this Sunday is just all about highlighting on-ramps to connect, ways to pray, ways to give, ways to support, and ways to lean into the stories that God is writing through our church and through the church here in Toledo. And so Isaac is my friend, first and foremost, and also he's an elder here at Westgate, and he serves on our Outreach and Missions Council and other teams that we have that are just saying yes to mobilizing our people in Outreach and Missions, which is not just for a few, but for all. And so Isaac is going to be teaching us through the Summer in the Psalms section on Psalm 67 today. But first, will you welcome Isaac? And Isaac, will you introduce your family to us and jump into the Bible?
Thanks,
Thank you
Jules.
For being here.
Thank you, guys. My name is Isaac Villa. Like Jules said, I'm an elder here at Westgate and a member of the Outreach and Missions team. This is a picture of my family. My wife, Susan, serves in the high school ministry. Some of you might know her from that. We are fast approaching our 23rd anniversary coming up here. Thank you. In a few months. My daughter, Chloe, is on an internship in Texas right now, so she's experiencing all of the Houston weather craziness down there, so praying for her. And my son, Ethan, he just graduated high school. He'll be starting at Eastern in a month, and today is his 18th birthday.
Woo-hoo.
So if you see him, make sure to wish him a happy birthday. And then Rosie, our dog, always up front and center. But like Jules said, I want to take a few minutes before we talk to our partners to talk to you about Summer in the Psalms. If you've been here with us in June and July, our pastor staff has had a chance to share with you stories about the Psalms. And today we're going to look at Psalm 67. So Psalm 67, verses 1 through 3, we're going to put it up. I'm going to read it to you. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine to us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you for the Spirit. Let it just move through myself, through the people that come up on this stage to glorify you. And may all the peoples praise you. Lord, we pray these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. This verse says, may God be gracious to us and bless us. And we talk about blessings a lot. Blessed to be a blessing is a thing I love to say and think about. And when we look at the story in the Bible, blessing has been talked about from the onset of creation into Genesis 12 and the promise to Abraham for his people to be blessed so the nations would be blessed. All the way through the Old Testament to the story of Jesus and the Great Commission, there's this continuation of blessings. And we talk about them all the time, don't we? How we want to be blessed, the things we want blessed. We say, bless this blank, bless this house, bless this family, bless this football game that I need my team to win, bless this mess, right? We talk about blessings all the time, and we ask for them in so many different ways. And in verse 1 it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us. But maybe his blessings are more about receiving his favor, his grace, his mercy here on earth. And when we look through the Psalms, we see examples of other blessings and what that looks like. So we look through a few verses, starting in Psalm 84, verse 12. And here it says, blessed is the one who trusts in him. So there's an aspect of trusting in God to be blessed. Next in Psalm 34, 8, blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. So taking refuge, taking shelter in God. Next in Psalm 119, verse 2, blessed are those who seek them with all of their heart. So there's a seeking, there's a refuge, there's a trust. And finally in Psalm 112, blessed is a man who fears the Lord and greatly delights in his commandments. So maybe blessing is about flourishing and multiplication and trusting that the Lord is going to take care of me and the world grows closer through that. This psalm in 67 is taken from Numbers chapter 6. And if you look at Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, you have the words of God straight to Moses, to Aaron, to his son, so that the priest would give this blessing to the people. And this is what they would pray over them. And in Numbers 6, starting verse 24, it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So the psalmist confirms this story that's laid through the Bible that God shows us grace and he shows us blessing, and in that his face shines upon us. And when something shines on us, we get to reflect that back to the world that needs to see him. His grace, his strength, his truth. I and you and me and we were all his reflection. And that's why we spend time talking to our partners today, because we get to see the stories of God's reflection happening in the world around us in so many different ways. I'm excited to talk to them. We're going to hear some great stories from them. But I want to talk first about a story we got to do with our life group just a few weeks ago. So we had a chance to go down and serve with that neighborhood church. And if you're familiar with that neighborhood church, they're saying up there, love God, love people, and prove it. I've had a chance to do stuff with that neighborhood church for years, and I love what they're doing. And if you go on their website, what you'll see is their tagline is no perfect people allowed, which reflects their commitment to taking care of their environment and community and bringing imperfect people to a perfect creator. And what we got to do is go down with our life group. Our life group is some adults and a bunch of kids. And we have some of us that are parents of older kids, and we have some younger kid parents. And you can see from the picture, we had a chance to bring down some of those younger kids and families and experience a Friday night cookout. If you've never had a chance to check that out, they do it every Friday night in the summer. And you cook hot dogs, you bring sides, you serve the community, and you get to play some games. And our couple of our young men, you'll see in the next picture, one of them got in this giant, blow-up balloon thing and rolled around in it. And we got to serve that community and show, God, we've been blessed. And how do we commit that to the community? How do we be a blessing? So our group got to do that, and a lot of you have that same opportunity as well, to go down and serve with that neighborhood church or any of our partners. You can hear stories about how you can not only pray for them, but how you can be hands and feet and serve alongside of them as well. So when we pray this psalm today, I want to pray this for our partners, this prayer of may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Through that prayer, we're going to have three things that we want to happen. One, so that God's ways will be known. When we have this prayer, when we accept God's blessings and we shine that out, God's ways are known and shown to a community that needs him. Two, so people will say yes to a relationship with God. When we get to be out there and show what Jesus looks like, when we're the tangible hands and feet of the Savior, people get to say yes. And you'll get to hear some stories about people who have said yes because of the effects of some of you in this room and some of our partners as well. And third and lastly, we do this so that people will praise God, so that all the people can come into that relationship and have an opportunity to praise him and worship him. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to bring up our partners. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the words from our partners we're going to talk to. Lord, we just ask that you would bless them and you would give them time to share words of encouragement, of wisdom, and stories that can guide us alongside of them as well. Lord, we thank you for everything you give us. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Awesome.
All right, so we're going to invite our people partners. These are our local partners to come up. First, you want to give them a hand.
Thanks, friends, for being here.
So we have Jim Beach, we have Maggie and John George, we have Mark Vertig and Mindy Cross. So we are going to ask them to share a couple of things. One, we want to share what they're doing in their ministry, some stories they've seen, and then how we can as a church, as individuals, come alongside them and help them as well. So, Jim?
Yeah, my name is
There you go.
My name is Jim. My wife Bridget is actually serving with the kids right now, so that's why
she's
not on the stage with us. But we work for Young Life in West Toledo, which is kind of like University of Toledo and West. That's kind of our Young Life area. I'm the area director for Young Life, and that means I get to train and supervise volunteer leaders who work with students. And I also lead Young Life at Sylvania Southview. We have another club going at Northview, and that's a little bit about what Young Life is. But we're trying to introduce adolescents to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith, and we really have a heart for disinterested kids. And so because of that, we go to them, and we spend a lot of time building relationships, hanging around their school or their sports or whatever it is that they do. And so one of the things I do is I coach football. There's a picture of some guys I coach. And I just get to love kids kind of in their world. And we also have clubs kind of surrounding different schools and things like that. We go to trips and stuff like that. But I actually want to share a quick story of a kid named Gavin. And here's a picture of Gavin here on the far right. And actually, two to the left from him is Aiden. They're actually both here today. They're both over there, sitting right over here.
Hi, so, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for being here.
Gavin, this fall, came to Young Life scavenger hunt night. And we had a, gave them a list of things to go get around town. And one of the things they had to do was take a creative team picture. And so Gavin decided to jump in a pool while the picture was being taken. Which is pretty creative. But then he was soaking wet, driving around in someone's car around town, getting things like yellow shoes or, you know, whatever. And one of the other items on the list was a freshman. You're supposed to bring back a freshman. And so they're driving down the road on the way back, and they see a yard sign that says, like one of those Sylvania, like, welcome new cougar or whatever, you know, the freshman yard signs that they have. And they're like, a freshman lives there. So they pull over.
Oh, my gosh.
And they knock on the door. And the mom answers, and they're like, hi, does a freshman live here? And she's like, yes. Oh, well, could you get him? And she was like, well, he's actually sleeping right now. And they're like, oh, okay. Could you wake him up? It's okay. It's for Young Life. And she's like, what? I don't know what that is. And so anyway, for some reason, she did. And so here's their picture with their freshman. I've actually never met this kid here in the middle, but he lives somewhere within 10 minutes of here, probably. They also didn't understand they were supposed to bring him back. So they just took a picture, and they were like, all right, see you later. And then they ran away. Kind of funny. But that was kind of Gavin's first time ever coming to Young Life. He's just all in and everything he does. He came to fall weekend with us this fall. And he started a relationship with Christ this school year, Gavin did. So
he's all there.
The next day, we have a group called Campaigners, which is kind of like a Bible study for kids interested in following Christ. And I asked a question, what is something you learned at fall weekend? And this is exactly what Gavin said. He said, well, I knew I was going to end up believing whatever you all believed, which is a scary thing to say. He said, but now I know what it is. It's that Jesus died for me, and I can have a relationship with him. That's what I learned. So that's what he said, which was his kind of way of saying that, you know, Jesus says we are the aroma of Christ, the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. And he was just drawn to Christ in us, which was really cool. And then we took a bunch of kids. We actually started Southview's club this year. A year ago today, I shared at Westgate, and we didn't have a club at Southview. And this year, we had a really solid club. We had 60 kids from Sylvania go to camp this past summer.
Awesome.
And a bunch of kids... An abnormally large amount of kids started relationships with Christ this school year. It was just a weirdly fruitful year, and I really think you're going to hear a lot of stories like that here, that this generation's really hungry, and they're really open to dialoguing and learning. And, my generation was like, don't talk to me about that. That's weird. A Gen Z likes to talk about what you believe and what they believe, and pretty cool. So, but I also want to say... we have three ways that if you're interested in being involved with Young Life, one is to be a Young Life leader that works with students. You can talk to us about that. Second way is to be on the Young Life committee. We have a committee that serves behind the scenes, and they do tons of stuff. Like they might help us put on events, or they might help us network in the community, or they pray for us. They're like informed local advocates behind the scenes, care for leaders, things like that. But one really specific one that applies to you all is we're actually having our fall Young Life banquet. We're going to have it at Westgate this year on October 6th, which is a Sunday evening. And if you are interested in coming, that'd be great. We're actually, a major need that we have is we're always looking for table hosts. That's kind of how we invite people to this. And this is an event for like sharing what Young Life is to adults and getting to hear stories like you might get to hear from some of those guys and some different kids. And it's a fundraiser. It's a chance for people to make a donation. But if you're interested in being a table host or even attending, I'm going to be out here and I have a place where you can sign up and say what you're interested in, whatever it is. So
awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Love that. I'm Maggie George. This is my husband, Sean, and we are on staff with Crew. Crew's a ministry. It's a large ministry to all sorts of people, but we work specifically with the campus or the college ministry of Crew. Sean serves in a national operations role where he provides technology resources and support to our staff, as well as helps produce some really big and exciting events and conferences like what you see on the screen right here. And I serve specifically at the University of Toledo, where we want to help students be introduced to a relationship with Jesus, help them grow in their faith, and then send them out to share their faith with others beyond college. So every fall, every August, thousands of students kind of descend upon the University of Toledo, and we're trying to figure out how do we connect with them? How do we find the ones that are looking for a Christian organization to come to get connected to, the ones that are not looking for that, but maybe are open to a conversation with us? And so in the fall, we do lots of these 1 or 2 minute spiritual interest surveys that help us kind of find a path forward to connect with all of these students. And so one evening in August, we were at the Glass Bowl, a football stadium on campus that was set up like a carnival that the university was putting on. And we were there in our yellow shirts and just walking around and asking students to fill out these surveys. My oldest daughter, Olivia, was with me. And after some time, we were discovering that most of the students that were in the stadium at that point had been talked to. So we decided, let's go out to the parking lot and just see if there's anybody hanging out there, passing through we could connect with. And Olivia actually approached this young woman named Eliza. And Eliza started taking our survey, and she looked up at me and she said, you know, one of my goals in college is to talk to someone about faith. And she was expressing that she was just kind of unsure of what she was believing. So we planned to meet up again and have a lengthier conversation about all of this. Eliza is also a student athlete, and if you know college athletes, they are incredibly disciplined and incredibly busy. So this conversation, it actually took about 2 months for us to be able to sit down together. But what was interesting, in that 2 months, Eliza was expressing that she'd come to this realization that a self-sufficient life was not going to be fulfilling, and she needed to find her identity in something other than her perfectionism and her achievements. And I got to share with her how she could have a relationship with God that was with a God who was constant and steady and loved her. And so on a Thursday evening in October, sitting in the student union on campus, Eliza prayed to invite Christ into her life and began walking with the Lord.
Awesome.
And what was really cool, too, is she actually had a teammate that in a week or two was going to be starting a Bible study specifically for the other women on her team. And so she quickly got to be connected to a community of believers, but also her teammates, to talk about faith. And so that was just really kind of the Lord. And Eliza's one of 13 students that we saw trust Christ this year, which is really exciting. I echo what Jim said, that Gen Z is incredibly open, and they are looking for people to dialogue with. So if serving college students sounds interesting to you, come chat with us after the service. A couple of specific things that we have one, an Amazon wish list of snacks and paper products, because we love to just serve the students that we're connected to and feed them and all of that. And so that's a way that you can help us just to stretch our ministry budget this year by providing food and paper products for us. And then another thing is every fall there are students who are looking for a church to plug into for the academic year while they're here in Toledo, but many of them don't have cars. And so we're always kind of scrambling and trying to help them find rides to church. So if you are willing to spend a little extra time on a Sunday morning, or maybe you live near campus anyway and would be willing to open your vehicle to students to get a ride to and from church, that's one really tangible way to serve them and help them connect with a body of believers while they're here away from home for the year.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
My name is Mark Fertig, and my wife Erica was here for the first service, but she had to head home with her little ones. So we serve with crew as well, and I can vouch for the fact that free pizza and snacks have probably played a significant role in the gospel going forth, not just in Toledo, but all over the nation, because Gen Z loves free food. So, you know, that's how
people
it works.
Love but free food.
I serve as a local missions director for all of Michigan and Northwest Ohio, and to basically give kind of like a regional, not manager, but leader, give a lot of training and insight, help the 9 different teams under our scope to reach the college campus from MSU down to Toledo, Bowling Green, and even down into Tiffin. And so a lot of what I do is really get to see the big picture, 30,000 foot of what God's doing in our cohort, our area, and it's just a lot of encouraging things. One of the things I shared earlier was prior to COVID, we had a response rate of about 5%. And so what that means is for every 100 people that we shared the gospel with, we had about 5 people trust Christ. And so we've seen that for a number of years, but COVID really put a lot of craziness into what we were seeing. And so we kind of went through that time. And now that we're kind of back on track with ministry things, we've had a couple of years of seeing growth in that area. And so right now our response rate is about 12%, which is a pretty significant jump for Americans to see that number of students coming to Christ. We typically wouldn't see that unless we were overseas in some of our overseas locations. So, but Gen Z, there's a lot of potential there. Another couple things that we do is we send students on summer missions as well as spring break trips to share their faith, to learn how to better effectively share their faith. And with Gen Z, we're really engaged in kind of more of the social media. How do you connect with people through social media? One of the outreaches that we do is during that week, that students are on their spring break down in Panama City. We're training them to share their faith on the beach, but we're also training them how to connect with incoming freshmen to their university so that when those freshmen reach or land on campus, they have a believing community that can kind of surround them and support them and connect with them. And so this past spring break, we had a few freshmen from Central Michigan University who'd gone down to PCB, Panama City, and were trained in how to reach these high school seniors who are, you know, all freaking out about, you know, going to college in the fall and what am I going to do? How am I going to be able to walk with Jesus or find other believers? And through social media, we're able to connect with them in the spring before they even set foot on college campus. So these are new believers, new freshmen on a college campus reaching kids that haven't even, you know, set foot on their campus to a degree. And so that's where you can be praying. That outreach is ongoing throughout the year with a number of our campuses. And these two girls at CMU got the rest of their movement involved, and they're continuing to follow up with people via social media so that when they move in on move-in day here in August, they'll have a friendly face and get immediately plugged into the campus ministry. So in the past, that's not always been the case. We've seen students who you've invested 18 years of your life and Christian influence into, and they walk onto a college campus and they can walk away from their faith. They don't get plugged into the right place or right group, or a college professor can influence them in a different way. And so having that on ramp is significant for them. So be praying for that. And then just locally, I would kind of push towards what Maggie's doing with connecting students. Eric and I would oftentimes drive some students to church here, and having that place where they see like a diverse generation of people who are going for the same things that they're trying to figure out on college campus, reaching the lost people for Christ, is a significant home for a lot of them. So,
awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Well, good morning. My name's Mindy Cross with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I have to give a quick shout out to my mom. She's watching online.
Thanks, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Hi, Mom. So, with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and our mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. And a couple of different ways we get to do that is on campus for middle schoolers and high schoolers. We're actually another club on campus. And so we get to have Bible studies with them. We're just like the chess club and the drama club. And so usually before school or during lunch, we get to have, like I said, a Bible study with them, and And it's been pretty cool this past year how the Lord has opened doors, and we've gotten new huddles started. And, you know, we have anywhere from 5 to 50 kids. So it's been a true blessing. But one of the things that we did this last month, which was a first in Northwest Ohio, is we had our first All Abilities Camp. We had a camp for those athletes who are differently abled than we are. And we had, 42 campers at Wauseon High School. You can see up there. We had 90 volunteers.
Wow.
For a day and a half. And the kids got to experience some of the different sports, along with self-defense, boxing, basketball, softball, soccer, ninja course, we called it, and different things like that. And one of the stations that we had, we called The Rock. And it was a station under a tent where it was a hot day, so they got to come in, cool off, take a break. And we had had a retired intervention specialist share the gospel with the campers. And they learned during this period of time that God made them very good. Hmm. And they got to hear the gospel very clearly. And something that I didn't expect was that 11 prayed to receive Christ.
Woo, woo.
And so... yeah, the camp was just an overall blessing, not just to the campers, but to the parents, because there were a few parents that stuck around, and we were able to tell them, look, go do something for you. Go have a cup of coffee. Go go run some errands, whatever you need to do. So that was pretty cool. And so our next one will be the first weekend of June, 2025, and we expect it to double, and so we'll need 180 volunteers. So if you're interested, we had volunteers and campers from all over Northwest Ohio come, and so we would certainly invite you to do that. And if you feel led to help lead a huddle on campus, we would certainly welcome that. And lastly, just can't reiterate what they said about Gen Z. Right now, we have our leadership camp up at Camp Missiondo, which I'll be going right back to. We have 117 middle schoolers and high schoolers that are being poured into so they can go back to their campus and pour into their peers. And the kids are hungry for truth. They're hungry for something. Everything that's out there right now, they know is not filling them. And they are hungry for something. And so we are glad that, I'm just glad that all of us are in ministry, that we can be able to pour into kids.
Yeah, there are so many great stories. As we said, these are West Gators. They're members here. They serve here. Mindy moved a little bit out of town to be with her mom in the season. But these are our people, and you get to see them and hear their stories. They continue to raise support as their livelihood, and so they're always looking for people to join their partnership team and then pray for them. And then they just shared a couple ways, but we have a whole packet, 4 pages of opportunities on the Fall Serve page for ways to keep joining them with all different kinds of gifting. So will you guys thank our local people partners for sharing their stories and celebrate all the people that have come to say yes to Jesus. We're going to invite Wes and Paul up. And so, as I said, Westgate, we have our people partners, Westgaters, that we send out to do parachurch. Then we also have local organizations that we strategically partner with. You have heard about many of them. Isaac shared about that neighborhood church earlier. We have Pastor Pat here representing. Hi, Pat. We have Bella Vita Network. We have Megan over here. You guys have heard from Savannah this year. Kara is the nursing director who attends Westgate and was up for membership this last week. week. We have Keep Watch. We have Vonda over here representing. You guys have heard us share about Keep Watch this last month as we did the Blitz in Door Elementary. And then we have Water for Ishmael and Global Opportunities, which is all about welcoming international people. So we've invited Wes to come and just share about what God is doing in the international community here in Toledo through the church. Thanks for being here, Wes.
Good morning, Westgate. Always wonderful to partner with you, and you have been such a crucial partner as both Water for Ishmael and Global Opportunities seeks to reach the international people that come from all over the world and make Toledo their home. Some are here temporarily, some are here long term. But, you know, God is an arranger. He arranges the churches in a community. He arranges the members of the body as he sees fit. Every single one of you are here because God has placed you here. And you have a purpose and a role. And part of the exciting thing about following Jesus is finding out, what does God want me to do with my life, and how can I plug into the kingdom? But he's also arranging people, and he's moving them around the earth. Listen to Acts 17. It says, from one man, he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And get this, he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. And God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So we've got people coming from all over the world. God has moved them at this time and to this place because that is the best place for them to be positioned to find out about Jesus and reach out for him. I want to tell you a couple real quick stories. Last Sunday, I got to attend the ordination service for a Chinese man that came here in 2010. God completely changed his life, changed his direction. He ended up going to seminary, and now he is on staff at another church in Toledo, and he's reaching international students because Jesus changed his life here because people like you reached out to him. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Second story is right from Westgate a few years ago. There was a student, I'm going to call him Mazdan. That's not his real name. Probably a number of you know him, but I can't reveal that. So he, his older brother was here. His older brother was graduating. We have a crazy furniture project. So as the older brother brought him to the warehouse and he was helping pick out his furniture, I started telling Jesus stories. And as soon as I mentioned the name Jesus, I saw this guy's eyes get wide and he got very quiet. And after we were done picking everything out, he said, "Hey, can I ride with you in your truck on the way home instead of with my brother?" And I'm like, "Sure." So he gets in the truck, closes the door, and he starts asking me dozens of questions about Jesus. He said, "I've been searching for 8 years trying to get someone to tell me about Jesus." And he said, "The Christians in our country are so fearful because of our oppressive government, and they can't tell us." And he said, but now I'm finally free." And see, this is the thing we don't understand. The people that are coming to our community, many of them, are not only are we free to share, they're free to hear for the first time. And so within 3 months, and then he attended the Westgate Thanksgiving, and some Westgate families loved on him and became like his Toledo family, and we have a whole hospitality program. If you would like to welcome and love international students, it's a really tough thing. You've got to do something fun with them once a month. So he got loved on by Westgate people. He came to the Lord about 3 months later through a Bible study at our house. And then he got plugged into ministry here. And he was baptized that following summer right here. Awesome. And that, so praise the Lord for that. And then just yesterday, I met a guy with a rather strange name. And he's not from a country that we normally see. But helped him with some furniture and sat with him for an hour and a half talking about Jesus. I mean, it was just amazing. First meeting. It's not hard. And the students are curious and they're adventuresome personalities. They want to get to know you. Water for Ishmael also, helping refugees and immigrants. And one thing we need is drivers, people that would pick up a student, bring them over to English. If they don't get English instruction, it's very hard to succeed coming to our community. There's tons of ways you can get involved. We have a table in the back. Love to share with you how you can make a huge impact on somebody's life from another country that's right here. So we're both local and global. It's awesome.
So cool.
Love to have you be part of our team.
Yeah, every time I talk to Wes, he has an exciting story of telling God and meeting felt needs through that. So thank you, Wes. So he's representing our local organizations, and then we have another thing at Westgate where we see God at work, God's moving in our people, and we kind of want to support them. And so our Westgate missional teams, you guys have heard us talk about Door Elementary, we have the International Friends, we have Christy representing, as Lydia King is not here today, we have all these different spaces, we have Gratitude Performing Arts, which is Allie Kerfus saying yes as she uses her gift of dance in performing arts to try to figure out how to show and share God's love through the arts. And then we have the Community of Hope Free Health Clinic, which is led by Paul Chandler. He is a medical provider, and this is down in North Toledo. And he's going to share a story about his missional team, the West Gators that have come around and are what God's doing through the health clinic.
We opened the health clinic 10 years ago. Actually, we didn't open it. God opened it. And he's kept it open for the last 10 years and has brought a lot of people into this. When we first had this idea, I had no clue what I was doing. Sometimes I still have no clue what I'm doing because I'm a healthcare provider. I don't run clinics. I just work in them, say I want this, and expect somebody to find it and get it. And suddenly I was thrust into a role I wasn't used to, of having to figure out, well, how do we get these things? How do we supply what's needed? And if nothing else I've learned over the last 10 years, it's you got to depend on God. You can't depend on yourself. Sometimes we don't always know where the money's coming from, but God has always supplied, and he continues to supply, and he continues to grow the clinic and its influence in Toledo. Last year, we did $1.5 million worth of care.
For free.
For free.
That's awesome. That's a lot.
Wow. While we don't necessarily always share the gospel with every patient, we do get to sometimes. We pray with them, and God has laid it on the board's heart that we need to be more intentional about that. So we put together a committee looking at how do we do that. But one of the other things we've done, and as God's laid on us, is that we need to teach providers, Christian providers, how to share the gospel, not only at the clinic if they choose to work there, but in their own practices. And so this summer, one of the things we're doing is a Grace Prescriptions workshop. It'll be in September. If you're interested, we have more information out there. But it's basically how to minister to the spiritual needs of your patients. So that's another place. God wants us to not only take care of our patients' physical needs, but their spiritual needs as well. He's brought many of you to us. Shane Henry, if anybody knows me, they know I don't manage money well. I would have had the clinic broke probably within about 3 weeks. He manages our money and keeps us on track and make sure that the money that God gives us is used appropriately. We needed mental health care. Leslie Fern has come to start working with us. When she initially came, turned out that she couldn't work there without having a psychiatrist, which we didn't have. So she went back to school, got what she needed. Now she's back there working, seeing patients. The board we started off with is not the board we have now, because God said that wasn't the board he wanted. He wanted these, wanted other people on that board. So Shane's on the board. Kendra Sankovic, that was a God thing. When she was released here, she immediately came to the clinic and has been filling the role not only of office manager, but leading the spiritual health committee. So God is continually working and doing what he wants done. And so if you want to know how you can help, if you're breathing, fill out an application, we'll find a place for you.
Yeah, there are many gifts of West Gators you can see. It doesn't just healthcare providers, and that's what we love about missional teams. And so we would love to keep encouraging our church to take next steps forward in learning more about our partners here, or if God's doing something in your heart, please let us know, and we'd love to come around you as a church and send our people out. So you guys thank Paul and Wes as our missional teams and local organizations.
Thank you.
We're going to jump into next steps for us as the church. Isaac?
Yeah, so there's some steps we can take to partner with each of the individuals you heard about. We're going to go through five real quick. The first one is you can pray. And so we meet monthly. There's a missional prayer team. We just met this last Wednesday. We get together, we pray about our international workers, our local workers, and spend time in that prayer. There's also a QR code in your bulletin to sign up for the monthly email. Two, you can send and give. So by giving to our partners that have been up here rely on us to financially help them with the work that they're doing. So they'd love to talk to you out there about ways you can support them and be alongside of them as well. Three, we want to welcome people into our community who are from other places. You heard a lot of good stories about what that looks like and how the impact of what you do and say to somebody who walks in these doors who does not understand or know what it looks like to be in an American church, that impact you can have on them can be huge. And four, we can also go. We can join these ministries, find a place to serve. Jules, we have some opportunities for that online.
Yeah, one of my jobs is every season I promote and gather from these partners. They write in all the ways that we as a church can partner and come around them. And so we just launched our fall serve. As I said, there's four pages. It's also available online. Use the QR code. And then every time our partners call in and say, we have something to share, we will add it to this site. So it is an ever-changing, dynamic opportunity, and we release those in January with our spring serve, and then each summer in May we do our summer serve, and that is an opportunity for life groups and families and friends to use their gifts, both at one-time opportunities as well as ongoing. So that's serving here at Westgate.
And the last one is to mobilize. You heard at least one amazing thing up here. Yeah, probably heard a bunch of them. Go out, share what you heard, share the stories that are being done, and come alongside those partners to help them.
Cool. With that, I'm going to pray for us as a church. We're going to worship. Lord, I thank you for the stories we heard today. I thank you for the people that stood up here that have said yes to surrendering comfort and different careers with open hands to say they will raise support and they will join the ministry. And really, they're just joining the work that you are doing here. We heard a lot about Gen Z. We heard a lot about high school students and college students. We heard about felt needs and tangible needs being paired with spiritual needs. And we know that you, at the end of the day, are the big deal. We clap when people say yes to you because we ourselves know how that has changed our life. I think of myself and I just know that that is the abundant life, is with you. That truth, that peace, that joy that comes from a relationship with you is what we really yearn for our neighbors, for our community, for the nations, and for our country in this grieving time, these weird days. God, we want to be that sweet aroma of you, as Jim said. So God, may we, the church, be listening, as we've been praying this whole morning, that it'll be a time of worship and storytelling for your glory, and also that we will have ears to hear where you're nudging us to lean in, to pray, to serve, to give financially, to join one of these partners in a next step, or to share this with someone next. God, we want to be a church that follows your commands from the beginning of the Bible to the days of Jesus. to the sent apostles that share and show your love with the people around us. So God, thank you for this morning where we get to celebrate your stories. And pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Church, we're going to do something a little different this morning. Is that okay? Yeah? Well, we want to be a praying church. We want to be a sending church. And I don't know about you, but it was so encouraging to get to hear from our partners this morning, right? Getting to hear what God is doing. And we don't want to just let them go yet. We want to do something where we genuinely pray over each and every one of them. So you're going to look up here on the screen. You're going to see, that screen, but I have this screen, so you're fine. You're going to see this map right here where all of our different partners are going to be positioned throughout the worship center here. And what we want to ask you to do is during this next song, I'm going to ask you to lay hands on them and pray over them. Yeah? Does that make sense? So you're going to get up. We are going to ask you to move. We're going to ask you to become part of this and not just experience it, but be part of it. Be part of this partnership that we have with all of our ministry partners here and pray on them. You guys have, if you've never been prayed over before, A, come get prayer after the service, but B, the experience and the joy and the blessing that you receive from that. Every partner here will benefit greatly from that. It's amazing supernatural experience when we as a body pray over one another. And this next song that we're going to do, again, you're doing this as we're doing this song. But this song comes straight out of the scripture that Isaac shared earlier, as well as here in Numbers chapter 6. And it's the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." So again, as we do this song is a prayer of blessing over our partners. And so I encourage you now, go ahead, go and stand up. And just begin moving and praying over our partners. And pray out loud too. sing that first verse together.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, church. It is a privilege and honor to be the body, that Big C church, with each of you brothers and sisters. As we conclude our service, we want to continue that opportunity to pray. If you are out in our worship center today and would like prayer, we believe in the prayer and we believe in talking to God, and so we would love to invite you to come to our prayer team. We have Earl and Chris here, and the Moores, Mary Pat and Tom, are over here if you would like to receive prayer, as well as our prayer room is open for a next step, because talking to God with brothers and sisters is the best. And then also, if you want an opportunity to learn more about that relationship with Jesus that we can't help but cheer about, you can talk to our prayer team as well, because it really does change everything. Jesus, he does. The final thing is that our partners are all going out to the partnership fair. What's left of the popcorn and lemonade and candy is out there, and we would love for you to greet them, encourage them, grab information, and take a next step at our partnership fair.
Yeah, and I want to close with a benediction, with a prayer that we pray today in a bunch of different ways. The same way God gave the words to Moses to give to Aaron to give to the people. May God be gracious to us, and may he bless us, make his face to shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.